Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them and email them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today, to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his messenger. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today to worship you, O Father. We come to praise you, O God. We come today, O God, to thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago for our sins, O God. O Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today, O God, to honor you and thank you, Father, for sending your only begotten Son, O God, that we may be forgiven of our sins, O God. O Father God, I pray for every listener, O Father, under the sound of my voice, O God, that you will meet them at their point of need, O God. O Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you are about to do for the children of God. O God, we give you praise, for you're worthy to be praised, O God. You are an awesome God, O God. O God, we thank you for your divine protection, O God. We thank you for the covering of the blood, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. O God, we thank you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, because no God like you. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, for you're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, oh, Father. We thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, oh, God. The truth is in Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. And we worship you, O God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture will be coming from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse number 5. And the word of God reads, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. As the title of the message today is, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? As we remember what Jesus has done already for us on this resurrection day, that we celebrate the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. As we give thanks unto God for his love and sending his only begotten Son, as we take this time to remember what Jesus did, amen, glory to God. What did Jesus do? The scripture says that he was wounded for our transgression. In other words, the wounds was the piercing, where his body was pierced. And when we look at the word transgression, it means sin. The Bible says that Jesus became our sin. It tells us that the first Adam brought sin and it brought death. The second Adam, that symbolizes Jesus, when he came, he brought life. And he defeated death. He brought to us eternal life. And only through him can we have eternal life. He took upon his body the sins of the world. My sin, your sin, your children's sin, your future grandchildren's sin. He took on the sins of the world. Glory, hallelujah. Sins that we may think of doing. Sins that we have already committed. Sin. Sins of adultery. Sins of fornication, sexual sin, lust, drunkenness, and all other sins of the flesh, sins of evil works. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, he was nailed to the cross. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. His hands was nailed to the cross. His feet were nailed to the cross. He was pierced in his side. And they placed a crown of thorns upon his head and pushed the thorns into his flesh. And what did Jesus do? The Bible says that he was bruised for our iniquities. In other words, the bruise means that his body was broken for us. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the word iniquity means our faults, our evil ways, our evil thoughts, our low down and dirty ways. Jesus took it all upon his broken body. All of that, all of our sins, all of our faults. He took the punishment upon his own body. He suffered. He took the persecution. He took the mocking. He took the person spitting in his face. And oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus knew no sin. He was sinless. That's why Pontius Pilate said, I'm washing my hands of this, because this is an innocent man. He knew no sin. And glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What did our Jesus do? What did he do for us? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The scripture says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, the peace that we needed came through Jesus Christ. The peace that surpasses all understanding came through Christ, through the salvation. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, through his wounds and through his bruised and broken body. Now, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What did Jesus do? Huh? What did he do? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The scripture says, and with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. With his stripes, we are healed. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, the stripes represent the wounds and bruises upon Jesus' body. The bruises and the stripes. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The wounds and the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And the stripes in Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, upon his body. The Bible says that it brought healing to the mind, to our physical bodies. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It brought spiritual healing to our soul and our spirit within. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, the stripes ball was made are done to make us whole, to make us complete in Jesus. It was the stripes of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus shed his blood. And the Bible says without the shedding of the blood, there will be no remission of sin. Because of the blood of Jesus, our sin can be washed away, and that we can be a new creature in Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And that because of the blood of Jesus, we can receive healing and deliverance if we will receive Jesus in our life. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. What did Jesus do? What did he do? He did what no other God could do. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He rose from the dead. What did Jesus do? Hallelujah. He did what no man of the world could do. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because he still lives. He's no longer in the grave. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What did Jesus do for us? He paid for salvation, which money cannot buy. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Only reason, the only way that you can receive salvation, Jesus Christ. For the Bible says that he is the only way. He's the only way. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. over 2,000 years ago, he came. He carried your cross, and he carried my cross. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What did Jesus do? He laid down his life. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He paid the price. Oh, glory, hallelujah, for our salvation. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And he brought us back with his blood. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, because of the wound and because of the blood streaming down Calvary Hill, we can be free by the blood of Jesus, by every wound that was placed upon his body, every stripe that he took from the count of 9-10, every time that marked it, it was for us. Glory, hallelujah. He did it for us. This is why he did it. This is why he came, that we might be set free, healed, and delivered. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, today is a day that is set aside to remember the suffering, the pain that Jesus went through. But for a believer, every day should be a day of remembrance. Every time you take the Lord's Supper, every time that you take the bread, which is a symbol that symbolizes the broken body. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And every time you take the cup and you drink of the cup, oh, glory, hallelujah, it represents his blood. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And for those who don't know Jesus, the time is now for you to get to know Jesus. Now you know what Jesus did. You know why he came, that you might be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The Lord said you don't have to live in your sin. He said, I did it just for you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He said, come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. He said, I came that you might have eternal life. He said, I came that you deliver out of the darkness to the marvelous light. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. Glory, hallelujah. Only through Jesus can one be set free. Only through Jesus can one be healed. And only through Jesus can one be delivered. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You accept Jesus today. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, that is what I mean. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, changing your life, living for Jesus, amen. Find yourself, find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, begin to read it, begin to develop your relationship with Christ. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. You have a great week this week. Let everybody feel your joy. Know that Jesus did it for you. Over 2,000 years ago, he shed his blood that you might have eternal life, that you can come out of the darkness and to the light. And it's only through Jesus Christ. Seek him today if you don't know him. And all those that know him, tell somebody about Jesus. Be blessed and have a great week today. today. Have a great day today and a great week. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.